Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour et bienvenue sur French Your Way podcast. This is episode 30. I'm Jessica. Thanks for tuning in and spend a little bit of your time, of your day with me. This short episode is a two-in-one episode. So by adding extra words to your vocabulary, you will also, and mostly, brush up or add to your existing knowledge of some basic vocab that we're going to review together. That's the names of the fruit. So I chose to talk about fruit trees and the names of the plants bearing the fruit, because just as in English, where you need the word apple to make apple tree or cherry to make cherry tree, you need to know the name of the fruit in French to be able to make the name of the tree or plant it grows on. So that is why it is a two-in-one episode. So, whatever the gender of the fruit, whether it is a masculine or feminine noun, the name of the tree or the plant growing the fruit will be masculine. So, it's a good thing to know already. For some of them, few of them, you just need to add ER, so the sound A, at the end of the name of the fruit. So, for example, an orange and an orange tree. An orange is une orange, and an orange tree, remember, it was going to be masculine, it's un orangé, so I added ER. A peach, how do you say a peach? Une pêche, and a peach tree, un pêcher, donc masculine, and you add ER, pêcher. Well, technically, you don't add ER because orange and pêche already end with an E, but you add an R. You see what I mean? Something interesting is happening for a walnut, and therefore for a walnut tree. Students often ask me, what's a nut? And I said, what kind of nut? Because the word noix is walnut already, N-O-I-X. And then we have totally different names for hazelnut or chestnut. So it doesn't have the word noix in itself. Noix by default is a walnut. So it's spelled N-O-I-X. You're not going to be able to add ER to this. Instead, the I is going to turn into a Y. The X just simply disappears. And the walnut tree is un noyer. N-O-Y-E-R, un noyer. For the rest of the plants, bushes, and trees, it is even easier. The ending is different. You're going to add the sound ye, I-E-R. For example, an apple to an apple tree. Donc une pomme becomes un pommier, P-O-M-M-I-E-R. What is a lemon and a lemon tree? So I'm going to quiz you a little bit in this episode. So I'll give you a few seconds to think and then give you the answer. A lemon and a lemon tree. Un citron, un citronnier. A pear tree. Une poire, un poirier. There's also an expression with the word poirier, faire le poirier. Alors, faire le poirier, it's literally to do the pear tree. It doesn't mean much, right? It's actually to do a headstand. To do a headstand, faire le poirier. Give me a cherry and a cherry tree. Cherry, une cerise, un cerisier. What about a strawberry and a strawberry plant? Strawberry, une fraise, un fraisier. Un fraisier is also the name of a cake or a dessert. It's actually a strawberry cream cake, un fraisier. What about a raspberry and a raspberry plant? Une framboise and un framboisier. Same as for fraisier, un framboisier is also a raspberry cream cake. Oh, this one's interesting. A plum and a plum tree. A plum is une prune. Like a prune. Actually, I'll come back on it in a second. Une prune, un prunier for a plum tree. Now, if une prune is a plum, what is a prune? Which is a dried plum, actually. We have a separate word. It's un pruneau. Un pruneau, P-R-U-N-E-A-U. Une prune, a plum, un pruneau, a prune. Give me a banana and a banana tree. Une banane and un bananier. So did you get the pattern? Did you succeed? If not, you can, or if you didn't know the vocab, now you can maybe play the episode again and see if you get all the answers right. And tell me, what's your favorite fruit? Quel est votre fruit préféré? To find out what's mine, check the photo in the show notes at frenchaway.com.au/podcast30. And I've also included 8 additional names of fruits and their plants as a vocab bonus. So go there to find out more, frenchaway.com.au/podcast30. Thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.